This is the story of the Syndicate, who have yet to realize their destiny as they pursue the galactic calamity known as the Scream. Welcome to the prologue to Children of the Spine!
Casey activated the big red button on his mech and sucked you all guys through Wauwataka's portal. And actually, you kind of merged with Wauwataka's portal. And you guys find yourselves waking up kind of confused, headaches. You look around outside the ship and you just see blank space as far as the eye can see. It's just stars, 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 and nothing around you. Someone roll a notice check.
I have notices. Two notice.
My notice is like zero.
I have zero.
I got two, so it should be.
I got zero.
You keep taking my.
How do we do with it? 2d6?
Yep, 2d6 plus your number.
Two, so 4, 5, 9.
Nine?
Yep.
Awesome. So, mixed success. You notice that Casey is missing.
Where's Casey?
You hear that.
Right here?
Yeah, no, he, guys, where is he?
I am with
for reals.
And all around you.
I mean, you guys hear him saying this.
Where are you?
I am one with the universe now. I think that's where I'm going.
Casey, I think this is just a
do you want to roll an intelligence check, Casey?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need to because I am the universe.
How intelligent am I?
You have the most intelligence out of anybody.
I have $18.
Roll a 20, right?
No, it's 2d6.
2d6, yep. That's right. I was just testing you. I need another d6. I'll just roll this twice. A 6. Oh, 10.
Yeah, 10 total?
Plus 2, right?
Yep.
12.
Cool. So that is a complete success. You think about where you are for a moment, and you realize that you are the narwhal ship.
Yes! You guys are within me now.
Oh, yes!
No. I'm the ship.
Have you tried not being the ship?
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
I pee in the corner.
I put you in an escape pod and shoot you out in space.
Okay, Mr. Ship, where are we?
Space.
That is not
well, no
sufficient
shit.
Enough.
Wait, is the doctor with us?
Doctor?
The guy who made the portal.
No, it's just you guys.
Oh, uh-oh. Shit.
I'm going to do a perception. Oh, no, you said it's just empty space.
All right. But you can roll to see. I mean, you're in the ship. You have all of the nav abilities of the ship.
Have you always been the ship?
I know,
right? Did we just not notice a giant ship with us all the time?
I've been a ship the entire game.
Maybe we never left.
Have you ever noticed he never went on planets with you guys?
Alright, I mean, my pilot is 3 and my fix is 5. All right, so.
What about that thing we made? Is it in the room still?
No, it's attached to the ship. Oh. It morphed with Casey's mech.
Am I rolling?
So now it's morphed with Casey.
Yeah, so the thing that you guys made morphed with, it was put onto Casey's mech, which when Casey got into his mech and activated it, it became one with Wauwataka's portal technology, and then you guys all got teleported out with it.
And then I fused with it.
Fusion?
Maybe we should send out like a sensor around us, just to see if there's anything.
Am I 6 or 20?
What do you want to roll?
Perception.
There's no such thing. It is never
I know.
In this game.
I know.
Everything is 2d6 unless I tell you otherwise.
Okay. My notice is a 1. 3. 7.
So 10, that's a success. What were you looking for?
No, it's a 7.
A
3 and a 4.
Okay, so make success.
Can't roll
what
a 7 on this?
For?
I just wanted to notice, like, my body. I guess, like, really, like, Well, no. Like, what's around me? It's just empty space? Or is there anything, like... Can I, like, still have my sensors? Like, is there anything near me?
You're just going to ping out all of your sensors and try and find something?
Yeah.
So you notice when you do this that your comms are down. That's the mixed part of your success. You don't have comms anymore, and you're not receiving any transmissions. And then the thing that you do notice is something feels distorted in the space near you.
But I can't talk now because there's no comms.
There's no comms.
I can't talk at all?
You can talk to them.
Oh.
Yeah, you can talk within the ship. There's no external communications.
Hey, suckers.
Damn it, I thought you were going to make him so he couldn't talk.
You need me, I'm your ship. Also, there's like a wormhole or something near us.
Excuse me, what?
There's like a weird anomaly in space near us.
Where?
Good information to know, huh? Good thing I can talk.
Wow. Good thing you have the highest intelligence out of all of us.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure how that worked out, but...
What's our fuel level? Like, how are we...
I'm feeling pretty full.
What's our water and supplies?
I'm feeling pretty full.
All right, so we're set, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Shit, he is the, like, engineer. Like, he was the one who would have been able to fix the comms.
Where's your body?
Theoretically.
You're inside it.
I could, like...
Where's your human body?
Check it out.
You're inside it?
Not human, a human, you know what yeah. I mean?
I was never a human.
What were you?
I was always a machine.
A Weirsin.
Yeah.
You are a Weirsin.
Yeah.
Where's your Weirsin shell?
I mean, like, I'm just like a basically a PS4.
It's yeah,
like
where's where's your plate?
Somewhere. I guess I'm morphed into the ship. I'm a ship now.
I want to leave the ship, please. Can you drop me off at the Earth planet?
Yes.
I don't want to be in the ship anymore.
Can I, like, technologically go into, like, fix the comms?
Yeah, you can do that. Roll your program skill.
3, 4, 7. Oh, 6. 13.
I spread open 13. My data and give you access.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't like that.
All right, so,
Oh!
Yikes.
So, I mean, you succeed, because that's a total success.
Types on leave.
So, you notice, as you're trying to program in some patches into Casey's whale body, you're trying to open up the comms relay again, and you notice that they're not impaired, they're just not receiving anything. And then, as you guys are doing that, Casey, the area that seemed distorted opens up into, like, this little window. The area in space makes this little window that just kind of looks like it's still space. And when that happens, you notice that the comms are able to send out something again.
We can do this again. Something must have happened.
All right. Is everybody, like, where is everybody in the ship? Are they, like, you guys are all, I'm assuming, like, in, like...
I'm in the command center.
Yeah, everyone's that's just, like, in the same room. So I'm going to, like, project that onto whatever, you know... Everyone can see the space window, right? Is it a window?
That's like open up space? It's essentially just this little hole in space.
Do you guys want to go through it, or do you want me to shoot
probably
it?
Go
it's
through
tiny.
It.
It's tiny.
Yeah,
so
I can expand
go
it
through it.
No,
do we have a
your ship would not go through it?
Well, I remember when we were trading with our other with Scavenger, we had like a retractable thing.
Oh,
can we
cloth?
Stick it? In there and like poke it.
No, I'll stick my retractable arm in there.
Jesus,
Casey, you gonna
I
extend
hate this.
Towards it? Extend
I hate
towards the hole?
This.
I'm extending into the hole.
No.
Is it warm?
Will you fit? Will you fit through?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll videotape it.
Okay. This will be an exert check.
Send a mass
since
email.
You are the ship now.
Jesus, I'm gonna
Christ.
Exert.
Right. I hate this. I hate all of
my
this.
My exert is a 1. That's a 6. That's a 9. And then the 1 next to it means what?
Means you add 1.
Oh, okay, so 10.
10. Okay, so total success. You extend yourself out towards the small hole, and the further you reach, the further it just seems to get away.
Damn.
Tough work.
I can't reach it.
What does it look like? Is it just blackness?
It's just,
so clearly
it's
you're
just
not as
black.
Big as you thought you would.
I can't reach the hole. Not even the tip.
Not long
Jesus.
Enough.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and shoot into the hole.
You're going to shoot into it?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. So.
You don't want me to shoot it?
You guys are arguing about shooting into the hole. Sasha. Your communicator, you have a secret communicator that starts ringing.
It's associate.
Yes, my son. This is Krislav.
Здравствуйте, папа. Что вы хотите?
I will speak in Russian back to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, sorry, Naloyan. Where are you? You went dark.
I am in space somewhere.
I mean, we are all in space, son. I didn't understand the politics got to you so much. You're really as limp-brained as the rest of the politicians. Are you still in the Loyan?
I am still a Loyan.
Where are you?
Father, I do not know. I am in space. I am with so many people that are just very, very strange.
As he's talking, just grab it. Just like walks behind him.
Family! Not now! I'm sorry, Papa.
I need you back.
How? How do I get out of here? See, this is the problem. We are stuck in space. And there appears to be this small little hole in front of us that, well, all of a sudden we are getting radio transmission now.
What do you mean you weren't getting transmission before?
This is correct.
Well, we need you. We are finally ready to start our government.
Then it must be done, Papa.
Good. Find a way to get back to me, son.
That. It will be done.
There are no cats in America.
Jesus Christ.
So you guys are still arguing about shooting your gun at the portal?
I'm going to say that we shouldn't shoot a gun. We should just shoot like a blank shoot a gun into it.
I'm going to shoot blanks in your
head. So I'm in the captain's seat.
Somebody shoot me.
So I immediately take control of the ship.
No, you do not.
I have the steering wheel.
You're really handling me.
Jesus Christ.
What have you done, John?
Whatever it takes to get back to normal space, my friend.
So I grab a hold of the controls.
Ugh. Is anyone doing anything?
Yes. No, do not do that.
But I'm
you crazy
captain,
Russian so. Man. Naloyan?
I'm still typing.
And I turn off the comms for this room,
to the
and
cockpit.
I lock the door.
Everyone's in the room.
We're in the room.
Yeah.
Nobody leaves. Everybody will witness my success.
That's a good thing.
What are you even trying to accomplish?
We must get back to normal space, my friend. And I will take us there.
Who says this isn't normal space?
Are you contesting his actions at all?
I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Okay, so he's hurtling your body at this tiny rip in space.
Okay, Mr. Ship, it is your time to play. We are going through that hole. You will be okay, right?
Right.
You're the ship!
Yeah. Nothing is too small to fit through this hole.
I disagree!
Why don't we shoot one of the patrol boats instead?
Why don't you just take one of the alpha, one of the diffusers?
You guys aren't on the resonance.
What are we on?
Me. Yeah.
Wait, are we on the wall boat?
Oh, wait, what? Yeah.
You guys are no longer on the SPS resonance.
Yeah. Oh. Do I have like guns?
You have guns.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused. How did we get here then?
We must get back.
His mech transformed and teleported you all to this area. You're inside of Casey.
Then you must unteleport.
Oh,
back
I thought that you like morphed with
resonance.
The ship that we already were on.
No. I am the ship, but I'm like a whale now.
Narwhal.
Yeah, the resonance is not here.
All right, well, since I'm really big and the hole is small, I'm going to spit on it and then try my best to fit through.
That is what you should do, my friend.
Well, our other mechas are still on the ship, then.
Yes, because this was in the hangar.
I'd like to propose to take my mecha out and observe it closely.
You want to get in your mech?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What's your mech look like?
It has a tuxedo.
It has a tuxedo.
It has a tuxedo. That's good. At least it has a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Nice. Alright, so you get out into your mech and roll a pilot check.
4.
Makes me
listen. 5. So it's 9 + 0.
Is there actually a 0 there,
yes,
or is it blank?
0.
Yeah, all of you have pilot 0 at least. You're the one with a lot of pilot.
Yeah.
Okay. So you competently get into your mech and get out there, and you start flying towards the hole, and you guys are also heading towards the hole, unless you decide to stop that course.
Well, I'll start heading over there, because
she will be able to get there before you guys. The mechs are a lot faster than the ships.
Yeah, but I Can I, like, have, like, my arms, like, near her so she can...
You can, like, grab her?
Yeah, in case something weird happens.
Oh, sure. Can we retcon and say that I am tied off to the ship?
Okay, sure. Like, tethered? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Doing a spacewalk?
Yeah.
And a little bit of retcon, because I totally forgot that we weren't on the Resonance, and we're all on the Snarwhal, so I wouldn't have... I'm just delirious.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought we were on the Resonance. We are not on the Resonance.
What's your new body called? Besides just Space Narwhal.
I don't know. I think Space Narwhal is
fine. The Chunk. Space Narwhal is fine.
The Chunk.
The Chunky.
Big Chungus.
Big Chungus.
I'm going to say Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Yep. So Free Willy.
FR33.
Yeah.
Watch out.
No, it's Free Willy. What do you see?
I see a black hole. And as I get closer, I see...
As you get closer, it's a portal, you can't really see through it, but you see that it starts turning green, and this, like, small green light starts, like, essentially, like, charging within the portal, like, reaching out to the edge of the portal.
Uh-oh, like something's charging to shoot at us? I'm gonna err on the side of caution and say, I think it's gonna shoot at us! Evasive maneuvers!
Okay. Shields up!
I put up my shields!
Okay. You still stay outside, or you get back in the ship? Or...
Well, I'm behind the shield, right? No.
No.
I go, bzz, and then get shot back in.
Okay, so you get sucked back in. When you come back in your ship, because you were just a little bit closer originally, as soon as that green light starts happening, you guys hear a comm is being pinged to you, and then because you're part of the ship, it gets pinged to the ship. But it is a message from the Sereni Medical Corporation.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
The big daddies.
What's up?
What's the message? Yeah. They're talking to
well,
me,
they're
sir.
Well, they're trying to, like, open communications.
Are you open communications?
No, don't do that. We stole from them, remember? Don't
I want to know what they say.
They cannot prove it.
Hello?
You know what you've done.
Who is this?
New phone, who dis?
Let's all remember that I have a 4 in talk.
You want to roll it?
So is that, like, persuasion, or...?
Yeah, so there's a few different, like, talking skills.
I know, obviously. I don't think I have persuasion.
So there is... Lead is kind of a talking skill.
Yeah, I have lead.
Whereas talk is... Where is that? Talk is kind of a... It is definitely a talking skill. Trade is kind of a more...
Perform.
Okay.
Yeah, all of those are kind of different ways that you can communicate.
I have a 1 in talking. Maybe we should, like, talk to this guy together.
Sure.
And really sell it.
Okay.
Can I also use lead too, then?
I will let you use lead to... After you guys have this conversation, I'll let you use lead to see if your leadership aided in her talk role. So she'll get to roll 3d6 if this works, and take the highest 2.
Okay. And then after... I use lead? I have 4 lead. Then,
so you're going to roll lead, and then if you get a success, she gets an extra dice to roll with for...
Oh, cool.
For talking.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Because your lead won't necessarily do anything with her communicating.
Okay.
It's more like you're guiding her through...
I've motivated her to talk.
Yeah, you're helping with stuff that she might not get.
So do you want to roll now? And so she can...
Yeah, roll now, see if your leading ends up helping.
So I need...
2d6.
2d6.
It's plus 4.
That wasn't it. Hold on. No, it wasn't it.
That was a 1.
No, it wasn't it. All right. A 5 and a 6.
11. It's an 11, so that's a complete success. So whatever you end up doing, he's kind of like talking in your ear in case anything wonky comes up, and I'll let those things slide, and you get to roll your talk skill with 3. But we're going to talk first before you get to roll to see how well it goes.
Okay.
We know what you've done.
Do we know that it's the, what is it, Sinopi?
Sereni Medical Corporation.
Sereni. Yeah. Oh, we stole all their stuff, right?
You guys, that was the limb system, was the first thing that you guys stole.
What are you talking about?
Listen, you're in the only sector of space that anyone with the technology that you stole can get to.
He can't prove it. It is complete bullshit.
Can you repeat that?
Excuse me?
No, like, retcon, not retcon, but in the game, can you... Can you actually say it again?
You stole our tech, the only stuff that lets us get to that area of space. No other ship could have gotten here. We know it's you.
Absolute garbage. He doesn't know what he's talking. Deny.
We got here on a complete accident. We were escaping a very volatile planet and happened upon this place.
You can't happen upon the middle of nowhere, but it's good to know that you're incompetent. And then you hear him yell, "Send the ships through!"
I don't think that went well.
No, I don't think so either.
Now I'll let you roll.
Uh, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Super success.
17.
So,
yeah, so when
you're doing the talking, you're also concentrating on what people behind them are saying. And you can hear that they're planning on sending some scout ships through. And then you also hear that they're prepared to send out the clone ship.
I've ready my guns.
Do you have cloaking?
Yes.
Pew, 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 pew.
I am cloaked, and also my guns.
He says he's cloaked, and the whale just, like, literally gets a cape.
Okay.
And sunglasses.
I guess good. It's time to kick some ass.
Oh, no.
Are we in space battle?
Well, we only have one ship, and they have multiple, so... Is there any way you can talk out of it?
They might have multiple ships, but we have narwhal.
You can ring, hack into ring. Them.
You're still on the phone.
Oh.
Yep.
Sorry. Ring, thank ring. You for holding.
Thank you for holding.
Thank you for the brief interlude. What is it exactly that you want?
We need you to power down your device and get the hell out of there.
Okay, mute. Where ask why. What do they keep saying out of there?
I don't know.
They're the
are.
Ones in the hole.
I'm just as lost.
Where are we, ship?
I don't know.
Power down what device?
The portal?
Fucking smart person. That was your time.
I know.
You can roll no.
I'm going to roll to no. Then I'm just rolling. No, I roll 3, right? Because my no is 5. No, it's not. My no is
if you
3.
Have specialty or specialist.
Oh, no specialist.
Oh,
yeah.
I could
yeah,
roll 6. On another one. I'm an idiot.
3d6 dropped the lowest, which is a 1, so 11.
Cool. Complete success. You can tell from Vale in her like information that she's been giving back to you while she's been kind of like keeping him distracted by talking while trying to listen into what's going on in the back.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that she tells you is that they have a duplicate or a clone ship, and you end up knowing that what they're cloning, like there's no reason why they wouldn't be able to make the device that you guys just made, because they originally started making the prostheses. They have the small drives. You just have a real good intuition that they knew how to build this thing without some of the components.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that you attach to your mech is the thing they're telling you to shut down.
Oh, we can't do that.
You could try. It's basically the horn of your narwhal.
Yeah. But we tried, like, we're separating them, and we couldn't, right?
Right. You can't separate them.
Should we ask them what it does? Oh, we could say, so, I'm a diplomat, so I'm a talk specialist. We could say, okay, we'll shut it down. This is pretend, we're not actually telling them yet. We could say, okay, we're going to shut it down, but we don't really know how. Can you talk us through it? And see if they give away any information.
Yeah, we do that.
Sure, do it.
And also, we want $1 million.
Good luck with that one.
All right, we can definitely try to do that for you. But to be honest, we don't really know what the hell this thing is. And if one of your like experts can talk us through shutting it down and like just like make sure we don't hurt ourselves or like blow anything up, that'd be really helpful. Should I roll for the...
No, you already got a really good talk score on the last one. So this whole interaction, I'm just letting you keep that talk
heck
score.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right, we're going to send through a fighter, and you're going to let them board.
Okay. Everyone get your weapons ready.
Your fighters or your specialists? Okay.
They carry one person. That's all we want to send.
Oh, fighter ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're champion. Send them on over.
Do we have permission to dock?
They're muted. Should we let them on?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then everyone gets your weapons ready and let's take the hostage.
Okay.
Mr. Shit.
Okay, you guys finish. You see that the portal finishes opening.
I shoot through it.
No. God damn.
You can if you want.
We need child locks on this fucking thing.
If they're gonna, we should just attack them. Oh, we want to get out.
The last time, I think most times actually, that we just attacked.
It always works out.
No, it never does.
We have all the parts now. I'm a whale in space.
I don't think we have all five pieces.
Your final form?
Yeah.
The five may be retconned. Oh. What you have now is enough pieces.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we could take.
So you don't want me to shoot?
No.
Hmm?
They might have the only way out.
Right, right.
Because we don't know how to.
I'm sure we could eventually figure it out.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Low him to board, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Out of the portal comes a small fighter ship, and it goes to dock. You let him dock.
Come.
I'm gonna be shadowing this person because I'm fast.
Cool.
And sneaky.
Cool. They dock. And they come into the airlock area of your ship.
I chain down their ship so they can't, like, hastily escape. There's, like, locking mechanisms.
What do you need?
Stabilizers, quote unquote.
Yes.
I'll let that continue to be part of your top roll if they notice. Nope, they don't notice. All right, so you have their ship, like, strapped to you. And they enter. They are a
Mandalorian.
No, they're a what is it?
Beautiful Malahian. Woman.
Oh, so they're the like human people who are heavily cyber altered.
Yeah,
And they get bored on your ship and like, all right, where's the engineer bay?
Well, I do not know.
In my gut.
Follow me. I'm gonna take them on a really long winding path so I can try to talk to them on the way there.
Okay, what are you guys doing since she's distracting them?
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Good. I am gonna
no smoking.
Go into the ship and start like hacking their systems, so maybe like anything on their ship to get any information since they didn't notice that we like clamped.
Okay, you start talking to this guy.
Okay. So what's your name?
Casey.
Shut up.
Who is just constantly on comms here?
Our lead engineer is insane. Sorry, continue.
I'm the ship.
Shut up. I'm the ship.
What did they say?
Nothing. They're a shit.
I am the shit.
All right, I mean, we just need to shut this down and we'll find a way to tow you out of this area. You guys just can't be here.
You can't shut me down.
Why not?
I mean, we have things that need to happen.
Like
and
what?
You are in our way, and you stole our tech, which possibly might interfere with our tests.
Oh.
So now while they're talking, you do your program role.
Yep.
And I'm in, like, the captain's
fine.
Yeah, you, just tell me when you want to speak up.
Six. Yep. I'm going to use my hacker so I can roll one more.
Yep.
You rolled a 5 and a 6.
So 5, 2... 4. Oh, sweet. 11.
Nice. So you're good.
Thank God.
So you succeed, and you see on the other, as you're like hacking their stuff, you're trying to figure out what they're up to, what they're planning.
Navigation, emails.
Yeah. So you're
just, like, photos. Back mail.
You're scanning through all of that, and you end up finding a video. Ooh. Of a just labeled like test like 300 something.
Play.
And so on the video, you see. You're watching, it's labeled test whatever number, it's some high number, and you see that they've got replicas of, like, the Kakaki thing, and they have, they actually have a second one of these, like, fleshy spine things.
These people are, like, the humans that have, like, the cybernetic enhancements. We've been to their planet before, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, your first game was on their planet.
So I opened up a comlink to the main ship.
Yep.
And what was the planet they were from, by the way?
Pazakia.
Ring, ring. Hello?
What are you doing? Are you talking with our engineer yet?
Engineer is here. He is going to be powering down the ship to address the situation that you need.
Good. Why are you calling?
Because I noticed that you look familiar. Are you from Pazakia?
No, they're not.
Well, Serenity Corporation is from Pazakia.
Have you heard of Sasha...
Velour?
Sasha Gray.
No. Sasha Velour.
Nope.
Korob. Alexander Korob.
He's president.
Son of Krislav.
That is I.
What are you doing on this ship?
I was actually on another ship. And I do not remember what happened, but now I am suddenly on this ship in space with nowhere else to go. I was on the ship called the Resonance. This was my ship.
So you're the muscle that they hired.
Muscle that they hired? I am the captain.
Huh. Well, that's good to know. Hey! They got Krislav's boy on that ship. He's captaining it.
Oh, no.
What is that supposed to be?
I'm still not sure why you're calling, Korovin.
Are you aware of the political uprising that happened on your planet?
I led in the Akata region?
Yes, I led this.
Okay, we're going back to you.
Yeah, I saw my video.
Yep, so you're looking back at your video. You see that they attach it to a mech, and you see it, essentially the mech just kind of like pops out of existence, and then it pops back into existence, and the person who is testing the mech is like dead and like kind of like melded into the mech.
Oh.
And you just keep fast forward a little bit, and you just keep seeing like the next test increment, the next test increment, and kind of just the same thing just keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see one video where the test happens, the thing doesn't blink out of existence, and it just kind of grows uncontrollably. So the camera just gets obscured as this last test goes, and you just hear a lot of people screaming, and then someone in the background just yelling, "Finally, success! We've done it!" And then the thing blinks out of existence. Mm. And that's the end of your video.
Shit.
And we're back to you talking with the engineer guy. You guys are definitely at the engineer's place if you're not just continually walking him in circles.
Well, we're taking a very long route.
Okay.
It's only been a couple seconds.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. It must have been, like, a really big misunderstanding. We definitely did not mean to take anything that wasn't ours. We're just your friendly neighborhood space travelers trying to make a cruise line.
That you have to roll pop for. You are the most well-known space pirates in the galaxy.
Well, not us. Yes. The Resonance is. No, we're not on the Resonance.
You people are the most well-known.
What do you mean?
Members
you
of...
People.
You people are the most well-known members of the Scream Pursuit Syndicate.
I'm using my specialist. Six, seven, eight, nine, and I can add four, right?
You don't use all three dice.
But I have a specialist. Oh, drop lowest.
Yep.
But I can re-roll ones.
Okay.
It says diplomat, re-roll ones.
Yep, unpack stuff. Yep, go.
You can re-roll
ones, though.
Oh, I can still re-roll? Heck yeah. Okay, so 11.
Okay, so that's a complete success.
Plus four.
Yeah. We're killing it, you guys.
Yep. So he just believes you and is like, well, you know, I don't know what you guys do. You're just kind of all over the different holocoms and stuff like that. And I know you took our stuff intentionally. Maybe you didn't know what it was, and that's fine, because honestly, you're getting yourselves way in over your fucking head with this thing. You guys, I just need to help you guys get out of here. We can't launch our ship into this space until your shit's shut down.
Well, what kind of tests are you guys running? Can we help?
Can I, like,
no.
Cut in and then go into everyone's comms and be like, guys, they've been doing this before, and they've been using people. They know that our pilot is probably part of the ship. They've done this before. This is bad.
How bad? Because I am the ship.
They killed a lot of people, you guys.
It's been nice knowing you.
My, like, inner thoughts are, do they need more people to run the tests? Or, like...
They succeeded.
Well, anyway, so I asked him, is there anything that we can help with? Like, we totally want
to... Maybe you could stop walking me in circles here and get me to the engineering bay.
I'm back. We're here!
Sorry, it's a little bit tense over there right now, and my boss isn't the nicest of people.
I feel bad. My boss is a fucking asshole. You've probably heard of him, Mr. Korova, or whatever your name is.
Korova. Karova, is that some kind of coffee that you like?
It's just like a little speaker coming from the captain's light that's just like him yelling at you down in the engineering. You're sitting there like intentionally pushing the button just to like yell at him while you're like pretending to still have conversations. Quabble all you want. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna just shut this thing down. And he opens up a hatch that opens to like almost like a memory stick area. You close it?
I close.
Okay.
Is this going to kill me?
What?
Wait, so the door opened and then it immediately closed?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to start banging on it and be like, this thing's been acting up for weeks.
I start sleeping powder in your face.
Sleep. So, do you not want to let him into the...
Yeah. Can I, like, scan the USB or whatever?
The USB?
Yeah, if it gets plugged into you, you can.
Like, yeah, I can, like, scan it before, like, I let it run, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'll open it back up, but tell him. Stick something nice in me.
You, to be able to do that, you're going to have to roll program.
Okay. Me?
Yep.
But I'm the shit.
I got good program.
Can you program?
You could aid if he lets you know.
Yeah, I do if you tell fix? Me.
No, it's not fixed.
I'm probably back on our ship now.
What about... Yeah. What is but connect?
Connect
is if you need someone who like isn't actually part of the game yet. You roll connect to find out, if you know someone who can do something for you.
I did that.
A connection.
I think I rolled that when I tried to find scavenger.
Yes.
So I'm gonna comms over to you. I'm gonna say this guy's gonna stick a funky USB in me, and I want to make sure it's not infected.
Yeah, let's run some Java.
Okay, let's do some Flash on it.
Some fucking archaic shit you're doing in this 1,000+ years
open
after.
Open it up in MS Paint.
Just run as administrator.
Okay.
Just do a program roll to try and help him.
Please roll good.
4 + 4 = 8. And 3.
Okay, so 8 and 3 is 11.
Mm-hmm. So roll 3, drop the lowest.
Yes.
This is for all the users. 2 6s.
Oh, hell yeah. So, do you have anything in program? That's a no.
No.
Okay, so that's -1, so it's an 11 total.
That's still a success?
Yep, still a success. So you're able to scan this drive. It has a malware that's supposed to destroy the device that you've pinged to your ship.
Can I, like, undo it? Or can I, like...
I think with both of you doing full successes, you could essentially let this program run in, like, a sandbox environment.
Mm. I was going to say, like, so, like, you know how ATMs can just, like, take the card?
Yeah.
Can I, like, just take the USB and send it over to her so she can hack it?
Sure. You just absorb the USB and then send it over to her.
Yep. And then I'm just
I'm fucking in this room with this fighter guy.
Yeah, and the USB just got sucked in, and he's going to be like...
I mean, he has no idea that... Yeah. He's not a fighter. He came over on a fighter
right,
ship.
Right, I keep fucking that up.
Yep.
I'm going to call you and be like, it had a virus on it, but we got it under control. Just pretend that it worked.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep.
It's making noises.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's never done that before.
How long does it take to do this shit?
It starts running the Windows, like, dial-up noise.
Yeah. The ship's really out of date. Really don't know how long it takes. Sometimes just a cup of coffee could take a long time.
Hack it now.
Lots of minutes to make coffee. Like, lots.
Okay, this guy, he's like, we made this tech. We know it's not old.
Is
it shut down yet? I don't know what's going on with this thing.
All the lights turn off.
Okay, so all the lights turn off, and he reaches to his comms, and he kind of walks away from you, and he's not, like, being loud enough for you to hear.
I block comms.
You cut off comms?
Just, like, so he can't send anything out.
Okay, you cut off comms, and,
Well, can I roll notice to try to hear him?
Hold on. So all the lights are off, he cuts off comms, he notices that this is... that his phone comms aren't working anymore. And he turns around and pulls a gun on Vale.
Wow, you fucking idiots.
What's going on?
Keep hacking.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, just do that. That's really good.
I don't know. You told us to turn it off. You put the thingy in a thing and then it's off.
That's gotta be a success.
I want an experience point.
I'm so confused. Is this supposed to happen?
You stuck it in. I'm grading you on Yelp.
I don't even know what you're attempting to do here.
She's trying to play dumb.
Turn on comms now or I shoot.
Why, okay. Turn on the comms. Lewis
turning it on.
All right, so the comms come back on and he's like, don't do anything funny again. And he just kind of has his gun still pointed at you, but he turns his head away and is calling, and you hear the call going through. So yeah, he's talking with someone right now.
What are we doing with the hack thing?
I quit.
You made it. You took it and made him think that it was actually being installed, and he's calling to confirm that the device has been powered down.
Let's see what he does.
You say it was junk USB.
Where's my...
Listen, your spike's still on. I just got that call back from the guys on the other side of the portal. They can tell that there's still an energy force on this side. You guys didn't shut down the spike.
Maybe your USB was broken.
You know what? Maybe. Like, these things are volatile. Whatever. Like, we've done many tests. So maybe that's just not right. So I'm just going to need some help shutting this thing down. Do you want to shut it off?
I don't want to shut me off.
Well, no, you can shut off the
whole thing. Do you want to do that?
I have an idea.
What?
Is my space cat here?
Yes.
She has lasers. Cobs. And my cat's
Kremlin is on here, too.
Yep.
Kremlin, yeah, attack!
He's really sneaky. I bet he's in that room.
She could shoot lasers at his hand to drop the gun.
You can roll, is there like a stealth type thing to see if Kremlin somehow stuck in here? It's a sneak, yeah. Sneak. Bobby, you can roll sneak for Kremlin and see if he made it into the room as well.
So, I could. Yeah, I just don't have it.
So you'll have a minus one to whatever you want. Right.
So, 2d6.
Hey, we've been getting good rolls. I want to get a good roll.
You jinxed it.
Shut up!
An 8-7.
Mixed success. So, he's like... Come on, we just need to power this down. Like, you still got the gun kind of trained on you, and you guys just see some little hands, like, into a window, and, like, he doesn't see them yet. You see them. So you see these little hands just kind of approach the door window, and, like, he's about to knock on the window to come in.
He's gonna ask to come in?
Yeah.
Can I, like, say, cut comms?
Yeah.
Should we do that? Are we attacking him?
You're gonna have to subdue him.
Yeah, I guess, like, should we just turn off the thing and leave, or should we kill this guy?
But if we turn off the thing that's attached to you, will we not be on a ship that can work?
Yeah, right, that's the only thing.
Yeah, like...
I mean, we could always just turn it back on.
We could persuade him to tell us everything. But we won't have time, because they're on the other side.
I am a talk specialist.
Shit. Yeah, maybe you should ask him. Okay, like, alright, we'll turn it off, but... What's going to happen to us once we go to the other side with you?
All right. What happens to the ship when we turn this thing off?
We're just going to send in another ship. We're going to tow you the fuck out of this place and back into the regular the sector.
We could pretend we could take his ship and like pretend everything's fine, and then like pretend to go back. Maybe.
Ooh, let's like super hack the USB so that it's like. Just shuts down their stuff.
A Trojan horse?
Yeah. And then when we give it back, to like, put it on his ship, and then it'll, like, turn off his... Yeah.
That would be cool. How do we do that?
You hacky bits gotta do it.
Yeah, so you can roll up a program skill to reprogram this USB, since you already got the stuff out of it and prevented it from working.
Okay.
And you're a specialist, right?
Eight, 6, 14.
Yeah, so you super reprogram this thing, and you give it back to Casey so that he can spit it back out, and you're going to shut down the horn.
Yeah, so I stick out the USB again.
Yep.
I shoot it so it hits him in the eye.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh.
Oh, look! There it is! It just took a little longer.
Can you shut down the horn?
Yeah.
Okay, so your horn shuts down, you hand the USB back to him, and he's like, okay, good. I'm going to get out into that ship and just make sure you're in neutral, and I'm going to just tow you right through that hole.
Where are we, by the way?
It's none of your business.
Okay.
Deep space.
Really curious. You know, this would be a great story to tell the kids.
All right.
Persuasion!
He's leaving.
Okay. Yeah, he tried.
Yep. So he leaves, and he gets back on his ship, and assuming you guys untie him, so he can leave or no?
Yeah. We want him gone. We want him gone.
Fine.
Okay, so he unties, he goes back into the portal, and he opens the comm link with you guys, and is like, just gonna go get the tower over here, the towing frigate, and just we're just gonna pull you right through. It might take a few minutes to get that portal a little bit more open to get you through, but we're just taking you right out of this equation. We're gonna scrap that horn right off your ship, and that's gonna be the end of it. Sound good?
They're never coming back.
Okay, where in the star sector are you putting us?
Back with the Tawhead League.
Which ones are those again?
Yeah, where they again?
They're just gonna spit you out in their space area, and that's where you're gonna be.
Are they friendly?
Yeah, that's the first planet that you guys are on.
Okay, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay. Do we want? But they're gonna take all of our thing.
Once they're through and they start like messing up their own stuff, we can turn the horn back on.
Well,
Once we get through, they're gonna. I'm hoping they plug in their USB.
Well, they're probably gonna scrap the horn before they start towing us out.
No.
So my thoughts are, as they're opening the thing, the portal, right, to get their ship through the tower, which probably is bigger than ours, we turn it back on and go boom through.
Yeah.
But then whatever horrible thing they're gonna do here, it's gonna happen.
So his little fighter goes through the portal.
What do you want to do, Captain?
I am Captain. Yes, you are right. We go through hole, and then we turn on narwhal thing, and we get out. That is my decision.
Yeah, should we try to shoot them?
No.
I feel like we should just get away.
Well, what does the narwhal thing do? Is it a weapon?
You guys don't know.
Can you try to, since you are one with the narwhal, can you try to figure out what it does?
Yes.
I feel like once we're free and we're, like, out of way from them, then we can, like, experiment and, like, do our own shit.
Yeah, I mean, I would transform, but, like, I don't know if, like, Transformers rules apply, where, like, if you guys are inside me, like, it's cool. Or, like, if you know, or maybe you die if I try and transform something.
Better not be inside you when you transform.
I know. So that's why you gotta get out of the space so you can get
on
the ground.
That is why I want to get out of space.
If we let them tow us, right, we get out, and then when they try and take off the stuff, activate the USB.
What if they try to take the horn first before they hook up?
I don't think they're going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try to not be towed.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I think we should be towed. I think we should get out. Right.
Yeah.
Because they said they were going to tow us first, and then
we have to get out. So if that means they have to tow us, then that's what we have to do.
Okay. Or we could try to sneak through the opened portal, like turn on. Like, if they're up here to tow us, right, we go pew around them and go through the portal.
But, I mean, that's if there's only one ship over there. What if they have, like, six ships?
I don't know.
Exactly. What are they doing?
Okay, so you're going to let me continue? So they go through, and you don't see them for a while, and it's been a little bit, and your communications line is still open. The portal's, like, growing, and then it eventually stops. I guess we're just going to lean on Tantalus more and roll hack to see if you can tell when the USB is being used or what's going on the other side.
That's a one. So 5, 4, 9.
9, mixed success. You try and hack into the comms to see what's going on their end, and you basically just hear, "What the shit?" And then, like, some explosions, and then everything stops.
Yeah, it worked, guys. We should try and get through.
I'm going to try and go through the portal.
Okay, you guys try it. You're approaching the portal. It's now large enough that, like, maybe you guys could fit through it before everything stopped. And as you guys approach the portal, these long metallic tentacles come out from the portal. And out slowly emerging is another ship that looks like it was a mech that got transformed. You recognize it as the one that they were declaring was a success in their test. And there is in front of you, a giant space squid mech that has a horn similar to yours.
We should turn ours back on.
Can we touch tips?
When they come in, their portal closes. And you guys feel, or you feel, that someone has locked on target onto your ship.
Okay.
We're going into space combat.
Yeah, I'm turning everything on.
Yeah.
I'm all on. Now.
Shields!
Can I try and create a portal with my horn?
Good morning.
So, I will explain space combat for you guys.
Okay.
And then we can go into stuff. Okay, so each of you is going to need to take on a department on the ship. I think it's easiest if... Well, I'll talk about the department. So there's the bridge. The bridge... All of these things have three different abilities that they can use. The bridge has... And I'll pass this around to you guys. Escape combat, so you can try and run away. Evasive maneuvers, so trying to erase your ship's armor class for the round. Mm-hmm. Or pursue target, you try and remove an evasive counter from someone who's trying to escape you.
Okay.
There's captain actions, which are really cool. They're called Into the Fire, Keep It Together, and Support Department. The way space combat works is we're going to roll for initiative between these two ships, and then the captain is going to determine the order that you guys go in. So if Bobby is the captain, which I think he should, because he has like the star, foci or whatever.
Yeah.
Does our abilities add to those specialized things?
Yeah, I mean, I got
those things.
Yeah, I'll pass it around. It'll make sense once I just get through the whole thing. These are specifically space combat actions. Yeah. You can still do, like, normal game actions.
Okay.
So, the captain's actions are Into the Fire, which is if you guys want more actions per turn, because basically you guys get 5 actions before you have to give turn priority over to the other ship to do their X amount of actions. The captain can decide to do a crew loss crisis and then gain his lead skill +1 in extra actions for the round. So normally you guys get to do 5 things in a round, but he could make it. What's your lead skill?
4.
So you could make it so that you guys have 10 actions a round. You basically have 2 full rounds in one round compared to the other ship.
That's if he does the first ability?
The first thing is, so to do that, you need to accept a crew loss, which means you guys get to talk out which one of you is sacrificing yourself to roll a physical check, a physical save, and if you don't pass the physical save, you die. If you pass the physical save, you lose half of your life in this tactical maneuver, and everyone gets everything.
Oh, God. Don't wake up now. We're going to sacrifice.
Yeah.
So,
that's fine.
Being a star captain.
Yeah, let's look up what that means.
What do you guys?
Let's actually finish all of this, and then we'll go over to what.
That okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now there's comms actions. You can choose to... I didn't read all of them. So Into the Fire is that super risky one. Keep It Together. The captain's the only one who can act outside of their turn, so your abilities are instant, where everyone else has to do their abilities on their turn. Keep It Together is you can nullify an enemy hit on your ship, so if they hit you for a ton of damage, you can say, we didn't take any damage, but you have to enact a crisis. So crises are something that I roll randomly. And it's either, like, your engine shut down, or you lose a gun, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys have to try and solve the crisis if you want to get your stuff back.
Okay.
And then support department is when, if you decide to, Bobby, you can give a department 2 extra actions that round.
Okay.
Then there's the comms. They can crash systems. So on basically, if you success, then you remove actions from your opponent. So they won't. They'll only be able to make if they have the same amount of departments. There's 5 of them. If you successfully crash their system, they only get to make 3 actions that turn. So it hampers them. Defeat detection countermeasures is you can roll a program check against their ship's communications, and if you succeed, then you get bonuses to hitting them because you take down their hiding stuff, like their camouflage. So it's easier for you, whoever's in the gunnery department, to shoot this target. And then you can also do the opposite, which is sensor ghost, which puts up your AC bonus because you're camouflaging us. There's engineering actions, which you can choose to boost your engines to move faster, so that if you're trying to escape, you can, or if you're trying to pursue, it's easier. You can do damage control, which you can roll a fix to try and regain HP to your ship. So, if you take a bunch of damage, you can add it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's emergency repairs. So, if they disable one of your systems, you can roll emergency repairs on your turn to try and make it so that system isn't disabled anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is the gunnery. You can choose to fire all of the guns on the ship, but only if the captain gives you an extra action. You have to spend 2 actions to fire all of your guns.
Yeah.
So if you're not the recipient of his giving an extra action, you can't fire all your guns. Your normal action is fire just one weapon of your choice. I have a stat page for your cruiser here. And then your last ability is target systems. So you can specifically call out a system you want to destroy on the enemy ship. You roll with a -4, but if you succeed, even though you have a -4, you cripple that system. Mm-hmm. And then there's general actions that anyone can make if you don't fall into one of those things, which are above and beyond. You can push yourself to help the ship or the crew. You pick an attribute and skill check and explain how you're using it to help the ship. As long as I agree, you need to roll a 9 or higher. And if you do, then you get to grant more actions to the whole round. So it's kind of like a check. So he can just grant actions. This is like you have to roll to see if you can grant more actions. If you fail above and beyond, you actually cost the ship an action. So someone can't make an action that turn.
So if I were doing that, I could add my talk.
Yep.
To it.
And explain how your talk works.
So I should be that one.
This is general. Anyone can do these.
Oh. Do we still get a paper to reference?
Yeah, I'm going to hand this around to you guys because I know what this does. All
right.
And then you can deal with a crisis is a general action that anyone can do. So you can deal with a crisis. So I'll tell you when crises arrive, or if you choose to go into the fire, then you create a crisis, essentially. And basically that's just you have to spend one of your actions trying to fix something that's wrong with the ship. And then the last general action is deploy or dock Sidma. Sidma is the acronym of your mechs. So instead of being on the ship and doing actions, any of you could choose to go into your mech and instead fight outside. In your mech, you get two actions for one. You can do two different things. Like you could do an engineering action in your mech. You could do a combat action in your mech. But you get two actions for being in your mech. If you choose to deploy your Sidma mech, these are the mechs that you can pick from. You cannot pick from a psychic mech. She can pick from psychic mechs.
I feel like for now we should stay inside and help with the rest.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, at least until we get the handle on. At least until I figure out what's going on, so.
We're in space battle.
Well, I figured the space part.
Now that we're, like, in space combat, you said that you wanted to kind of, like, headbutt them, like, touch tips.
I was wondering if you just could. No, I'll turn on my... Well, I mean, I guess I'm all turned on now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you do that, roll a notice check. Anybody.
I don't have
notice. 6, 8, 9. 9,
so partial success. You think you see more than one... Like, all the disturbance that Casey talked about before, like the anomaly in space...
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be another one that's happened. That's opening up.
There's a disturbance in the forest.
There's more portals.
Can we go through it?
I don't know.
That's all she knows.
They're just opening.
And it's not a portal. It's a disturbance, like what you first sensed.
We went through that, right? That's how we got into this black hole?
No.
We went through a portal.
So when you guys arrived in this empty space, someone rolled notice. And I think it was you rolled notice, and you realized the space was completely empty, except there's, like, this anomaly in the general area that you're in.
Yeah, right.
And that was not the portal.
Yeah, I tried to go up to it.
Yeah, so there's another anomaly now.
Hmm. Oh.
Can I go into it? We have to evasively notice into it.
I have a question about these.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different sections.
Yep.
Can we all do...
No, you guys have to assign yourself to a department.
Can you have more than one department? Because there's 6 sections.
Well, one of them's general actions.
Right, so there's 5.
There's 5 sections.
Oh, so we each get a section and can all do the generals in addition to the sections we assign. Lewis, there's a pilot section and an engineering section.
My fix costs half. My fix is a 5, so I feel like I should, whatever I do is...
You've got that, too.
But I also am a super good pilot, yeah.
How big is the ship compared to that,
you literally wrote...
Same size.
Did you write super good pilot?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I assume you want the captain one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to write on this. Is that okay?
We could also have people double up. So, like, Bobby, Sasha could be both the captain and the gunnery. Since you also have a good... I think you're the only one with a shoot score.
+4 shoot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could be captain and gunnery. Lewis could be the bridge and the engineer. Laura could be the comms. And then you two could be supports.
Just general.
Yeah, or hop in your mechs. Okay. And then you get those actions as well. Because when in your mechs, you also have, like, the comms, the engineer, that stuff. The gunnery. You have your own gunnery in your mech.
Yeah, that probably makes more sense.
But if we double up, are we doing...
Should I write on this who's
rolls
what?
Rolls for each, or we only get to roll one?
You only get to roll one. Each person can only make one action.
Yeah, so I feel like we shouldn't double up, right? Because
yeah,
then we get all roll. Instead of like, should I do this or this? We could just do both. If there's two.
No, people. But we'll still get five actions.
And one of the captain's abilities is granting two actions to everyone. A department.
Or, yeah.
But, or you can do the
to fire and get a ton. And pilot, you can still have those. You can still do one of each.
No, as right, long as your captain gives it to you.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, I can do only
I have
do one of those.
Do amount of those, or is it just every turn I take?
You can make one of your captain's actions per round. So you can either choose to do Into the Fire, choose to ignore a damage, or choose to give someone points. You can't do all three of those in a row.
So, like, obviously I'm going to give at least somebody two actions.
But if you do that, you can't do gunner actions, right? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, no, I think each department gets to move. That's, yeah.
Okay. So, like, I get to shoot, but then I can give Lewis two actions.
Right.
Right. So, because you're the captain, you get to determine the order that anything happens.
Nice.
But you could pilot and do an engineering fix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're separate departments.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were saying if...
I misheard that.
All right, I'm going to write on here who's what.
All right, so captain gets to start off with an initiative roll.
Roll,
or actually, anyone can do it. You can either roll your intelligence or dex.
Well, I don't think I have high either.
I roll my dex. Let me see.
I can roll initiative twice.
I've got, well, 15. I've got 14 plus 1, so 15.
You're, for a roll?
Is your name?
You want me to roll with dexterity, right?
Yeah, so it's your mod.
14. Plus one.
Dex. So you have, yeah, you have a plus one.
Oh, plus one.
Yeah, plus one to dexterity, or you can do your intelligence, but that's a...
I've never lied to you.
Yeah, so I'll roll with dexterity.
Yep.
Come on! Ooh!
An eight.
A seven.
Seven. You get to roll 2d6.
Ooh!
Yeah. That's good enough.
13.
So let's see what they do. Not enough. So you guys get to move your ships first. So now it's essentially you guys just talk at this point. So you're in essentially a space battle. There's this giant space squid that has just come out of that portal.
And I'm sitting in my cool captain's chair.
Yep.
And I slam the...
Start barking out orders. I'm not even a part of your turn, essentially. I'm just the enemy. So you guys do the talking.
Okay, we've got the big squid piece of shit that is coming at us right now. I want this thing cleaned up very, very quickly. We're going to need people on guns. I will go to guns. We need people on defenses. Who's going to be on defenses?
What do we got? Each one.
What do they do again? Or, like, what are them?
Like, damage control? Where do you mean defenses? Isn't that in the pilot? Evasive maneuvers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's bridge actions. That's you.
Okay.
All right. So, who's going to be on defenses? Good, 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 good. All right, so who's going to be in engineering is Casey. I will be on guns. General actions will be the Veil and Madam Moss. Bridge actions, Casey. Captain actions, me. Comms actions, Tantalus. All right. So, I am going to... I'm not going to fire all guns. I'm going to fire one... weapon.
All right, so you're giving, as captain, you are giving gunnery the first move.
Yes.
Okay, so gunnery's first in your order.
Yes.
Cool. So if you are firing a weapon, you guys have a grav cannon, a smart cloud, and two multifocal lasers.
All right, we're going to fire the multifocal lasers.
Okay, so those are, you roll a d20, and you add 5 to plus your shoot score.
Okay. I need a d20.
Oh, thanks.
So d20 plus 5.
Yep.
Plus 4.
Plus your shoot. Yep.
All right. That's a 9 plus 5 is 14 plus 4 is 18.
Awesome, that's a hit.
Heck yeah.
So your Fuck you. Your damage is 4d6. Ooh. Oh, sorry, 1d4.
Nope.
But it has armor piercing 20.
Crazy Russian captain for the win.
That's a 3.
That's a 3? Okay. So they take 3 damage.
Fuck you.
Pretty good story. Hold
on, I'm trying to figure this out. They take no damage, but their armor goes down.
What?
Piece of shit. Yep. So they subtract some points from their armor.
Piece of shit.
Yep.
So they were immune to lasers, or they just have a lot of armor?
Hit their
they have bubble. A lot of armor.
You, like, hit all their right. shield or something. Yeah.
But now it's gone, so...
Well, lower.
Right? So, yeah. So next was you.
Oh, who's
yeah,
next?
You have to guide everything.
Oh, cool. Captain. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Engineering. That is you.
Uh-huh.
So I tell them exactly what to do.
No, they get to pick.
Okay, so, yep. You get to pick. So you're up. Engineering.
We haven't taken any damage or anything. After we do whatever, we're going to need to move, so...
That's what I was...
I'm going to do boost engines. On a success, the ship's speed is increased by 2.
Is it, like, until the end of this turn, or, like, forever?
Yeah, until the start of the ship's next turn.
Yeah, so your next turn. So, basically, when the enemy goes, your ship will be 2 faster. So,
cool.
Right now, you and the enemy ship have speed 1. So, if you succeed on this, you'll have speed 3, and they'll have speed 1. So, you'll have an advantage on maneuvering around and stuff like that.
So, what I mean is, like, so what I'm thinking is, we shot, we did damage, they're probably going to shoot. So, if I boost our engines, and he does evasive maneuvers or something.
Yeah.
Smart.
It'll have...
So, roll your boost engines.
Yeah. Right? I will, because I am the ship.
Yeah.
What am I rolling?
It's always 2d6, and then that boost engines thing tells you what to roll.
Okay.
This thing's like int something.
Roll intelligence / fix.
Okay, so your fix score and your intelligence score go towards this roll.
Cool, because my fix is a 5.
5.
So
2d6 plus 5 plus whatever your intelligence is.
Are you ready to be the cheerleaders in this battle?
My intelligence?
Because you and I are the cheerleaders.
There's my intelligence.
I was born ready.
Where are you? There you are. Plus 2.
Plus 2. So you're adding 7 to the cheerleader.
Good. 17.
Me neither. I'm just a talker.
Okay, so this is a complete success. You guys are now 2 faster.
2 points.
Too fast. Too furious.
My head is still nicely.
Who goes next?
So we did weapons. Engineering. Let's see. Sorry, I'm just reading.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If, for example, like, engineering didn't do an action, could another department do a second action free of his?
No.
Oh. So it's use it or lose it.
Yep. That's what the general actions are for. You can do a general action instead.
Okay.
Or you just don't.
Yeah.
And we do all of our actions before the next ship.
Before the next ship does. And the ship's going to do all of its actions.
Oh, no.
Scary.
Don't let them know.
All right, general actions. The veil. Here you go. And then the last will be yours.
You didn't do comms.
Yes. So it'll be general actions.
General actions.
And then comms.
Oh, okay. So both general actions will go and then comms will
yes.
go. Okay.
Comms has the last laugh.
Yep.
Get to fuck them over.
So the above and beyond thing is really the only thing that may help right now, but mm-hmm. nothing is really happening that we could roll against, or can
nothing
you,
is happening.
Can we help?
What's the second ability again?
Deal with a crisis. We're not in a crisis.
Yeah, you're not in a crisis.
And we're not, I don't want to deploy, well, at least I don't want to deploy my Sid Maw. Reminds me of Meemaw.
Meemaw.
From Meemaw. Big Bang Theory. But for, so the above and beyond, where you're pushing yourself to help ship or crew, pick an attribute and skill check and explain how you're using it to help the ship. There's nothing really irrelevant in this turn.
Not yet.
Yeah, so you don't have to
so
do anything
hold,
yet.
No, I'm not going to do mine.
Yep.
Take my dice back. Then.
Does the... Does... Who, okay, who's next? Kylie's next so or comms are next?
Comms.
Oh, wait, comms are next.
You we should those. Do the general actions last, usually, because then we can help whatever happened. Is that right?
Yeah, if he does that thing that makes a crisis happen.
No, you want, if you're doing a general action, you want to do it first, because you're giving, but
But we don't know what we're helping if it hasn't happened.
Let me see.
I think we can, like, reorder this as we go.
Yeah, you can pick every time.
Yeah, I think we can reorder this as we go. Right, this first round, it doesn't really matter who goes.
You can do the above and beyond whenever, because you're not giving it to someone, you're just giving more actions to the whole group for the round.
Roll an opposed intelligence program.
Giving more actions?
That's what it says. You gain your skill level in actions. So if you were to do something that helped out the ship with your talk score and you succeeded in that role, then your talk score becomes the... What is it? Yeah, becomes... So what's your talk? 4? So for this round, you would have 4 extra actions.
Oh.
Or if you didn't pass, then you would lose an action.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone! Just wanted to jump in quick to invite you all to join our Discord community. If you want to hang out with us and other fans, go to bit.ly/failedcrits. That's bit.ly/failedcrits, all lowercase. You can also find the normal discord.gg link in all of our show notes. Looking forward to seeing some of you there. And now, back to the show.
So I'm going to do Crash Systems, which is roll an opposed program check against targeted ship. On success, it starts its next turn with an action penalty equal to half your program skill, and that would be a 2.
So your opponent will have 2 less actions when it's their turn.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So you have to roll against my enemy comms.
And it's just 2d6, right?
Yeah, it's 2d6 plus your program.
9.
They beat you, so it was a fail. Does something happen on fail or no?
No.
Okay. So that was your action.
Sad.
You. Do you want to do any captain's actions?
Yeah, I want her to do that again.
Okay, so you're going to give her...
Second action.
Yeah, where is it? Pilot. So you're going to do support department, choose a department. That department can make 2 actions this round, so you're giving her another action to try and shut down the comms.
Do it again!
Do it again!
Kylie still gets
there is no quit.
Opportunity to do a general, too, because I don't use a general one.
Oh, that's much better. 8 plus 4, 12. Oh, they beat fuck you!
Jonathan! Why are you the worst?
And we have 1 more room for general actions.
Don't we get the bridge too?
So could she?
Oh yeah, and the bridge.
Laura's thing she just did.
Failure.
Wait, isn't the bridge the engineering's accelerated burn or whatever it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did your best.
General
so,
actions.
So could yeah. her? Could the above and beyond in any way help Laura's role that just happened?
No. Above and beyond gives you extra actions.
For you.
No, gives the crew extra actions.
Oh. Okay, so I think, for an example, I
Or
could...
actually, no, it's not the crew, it's the department that the person chooses to do extra actions with.
Okay, so I think an example might help me understand. If, on the next round, I just ran around and, like, pep-talked everybody and I passed the role, that would give...
A department, four actions. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's only to one department.
Yes.
Because
you're choosing to help on the ship as a department.
Cons.
Okay.
Cons. Do it again.
I'm stressed, guys.
What happens when you fail that roll, though?
Nothing.
You
Nothing.
Lose.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah.
You lose an action.
You lose an action.
Oh, so there's a penalty for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Cons.
What's the penalty if we don't pass? We lose an action as well in the general section.
It just says on a failure, lose an action.
Who?
It doesn't specify.
That'll be up to the captain to decide who loses an action after that turn.
It's going to be comms.
Can I see what the mech thingies are?
Are you going to deploy a mech?
Well, I wanted to think about it.
So, the ones that you are looking at are the ones that say Psy after them. There's, if you want to use your specific mech, I would say that it can be either a light psi mech or a heavy psi mech. So
throw this page.
Psi mech!
Can I see the other page? Just want to look.
I thought mine didn't have a failure on it. Is it, like, lost? Because we lost an action, because I failed that roll, right?
No, you didn't lose an action.
Oh. I misheard that in mine.
No, it's only the help action that can cost you an action, because it can gain you a lot of actions.
You lost all your actions. You can't play the game anymore.
Yep, gone. Out.
All right, see you guys later.
So, like, is our goal to just, like, destroy this enemy as fast as possible?
I want it dead as fast as possible.
All right. I'm going to deploy my... What does it say? Despite heavy psi mech, whatever it means, whatever that is.
Okay, so you're picking the heavy psionic mech.
Yes.
Okay. So Kylie is getting into her mech and deploying outside the ship.
Permission granted.
Yep.
And I slam my hand.
So in your mech next turn, you have two actions that you can make. You can make something from any of the departments related to your mech.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Could I pass this on to Lewis?
Okay. Is there still more?
You made your leadership thing. So no, we're done. So now it's moving on to the other guys.
No, it's the bridge.
Oh, did the bridge not happen?
No.
Okay.
Am I on the bridge? Bidge.
I'm the bridge.
Bidge.
I can only use evasive maneuvers one round.
One per round.
Yeah.
So even if you get like a lot of actions, you can only do evasive maneuvers once.
Yeah. Opposing her dex pilot skill check plus speed against the target ship skill check plus speed. On a win, you shed 1 point of escape rating the target ship may have on you.
So if you're trying to run away.
Yeah. Do we want to run away? Do we want to escape combat, you guys?
We could technically do it.
I mean, the portal's still open, right?
You can't see. This big thing is in front of it.
Gotcha.
Because it's, like, coming out of it currently.
Has the disturbance changed at all?
Not yet.
All right, so then I'll probably do evasive maneuvers. It adds difficulty 9. Oh,
you do a 9, a check against 9.
Okay. Against difficulty 9 to add your pilot skill to the ship's AC... until its next turn. Meaning, like...
It's armor class.
Oh, okay.
So, like, what you need to roll to hit.
Okay. I'll do that, since we're not... Can't really do anything else. You guys are about to attack. Alright, so roll intelligence or dexterity slash pilot. I think my intelligence is more...
Yep.
2d6. 4, 5, 6, 7.
7? So that's a fail.
Okay.
Yep.
That's it.
So now it's their turn. Give me these.
Right round.
I don't need that.
Oh,
you guys can keep that.
I'll hold on to it. Thank
okay.
You.
So they're going to comms. They're going to try and defeat detection countermeasures on you guys. So on a success, roll an opposed int slash program against the targeted ship. On a success, any attacks this round by your ship against the target gets a hit bonus equal to twice your program skill. So I am having their communications person roll against you. Program v program. They got an 8. Did you roll 2 ones?
Yeah.
They get to add a bonus equal to twice their program skill, so they get to add 6 on their rolls to attack you for this next round. They're going to fire a grav cannon. I need a d20 if someone's coming.
I'm firing a laser.
Oi.
It's a 0. You die.
It was a 1. They miss.
Woo-hoo.
Even though they have a big...
they explode. They explode and die.
Their captain is going to choose to support the gunnery, and they're going to make another attack.
Shit.
Ooh, that hits. So I get to roll 4d6 with the grab cannon.
Wait, does it add... Did you add R2 for the speed? Or no, that doesn't matter?
No, the speed doesn't matter for your armor class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The speed matters for if you're trying to, like... get around them narratively, or trying to escape or catch up to them.
Yeah.
Yep. So I need.
What do you need?
Nope, I'm good. So that's 7 and 6 is 13 damage. So you guys have 60 health, or 15 armor. So they're gonna break. Do they break your armor? What did I say? They do
13.
So your armor is down to 2.
Okay. We can fix it.
And that's going to be their turn.
All right.
Cool. Alright, time to shoot these.
So they can only do three actions?
They did more actions, but they just didn't impact you.
Oh. Alright. I'm gonna shoot the shit out of them. Again.
You're gonna have the gunnery go first?
Gunnery's going first.
Okay. Roll your shot. You wanna do grav cannon, smart cloud, or multifocal laser?
They think they can shoot a grav cannon at us and expect us not to do the same thing?
Cool.
Incorrect. Ooh. Negative.
Wait. What did the programmers do to add to their hit? Can we do that?
Yes. That so you might not want the gunners to go first. Because if you let the comms go first, they can defeat detection countermeasures, which if she passes on a program check against their programmer, then you guys get a hit bonus equal to twice her program skill on attacks.
It should be 8.
All right, Skippy, what do you think?
Sure.
You can do it. I believe you. I believe in you, Clarks.
You can do it, Laura.
I try. 12.
You beat it.
Yay! Ah! Finally. Can I be a plus 8 to our attack if it hits?
What's your program skill?
4.
So it's double your program score, so when you shoot, you have a plus 8 to your roll.
Хорошо. All
right. Yeah. We didn't use the bonus yet, right? The bonus action?
That's correct.
Right, he has not assigned a bonus action yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Cool. All right, then I'm going to shoot the shit out of them. I forget, is it just a d6?
No, it's a d20 to attack someone.
All right, d20. Thanks.
And you're adding 8? Was it 8?
Yeah.
So you're adding 8 plus your shoot skill.
Which is 4.
Yep, so you're adding 12 to this roll.
Losers. Oh my god, I got a 20! You got a
20! So you totally blow away the rest of their armor. I'm not even going to have you roll for the armor right now because your grab cannons are also armor piercing. So the armor just goes away. Now roll your damage, which is 4d6.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Now roll 4 sixes in a row.
D6.
Yep.
Yeah. D6, yeah. 4d6.
4 of them.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, they got chunked for quite a bit of their damage.
18.
What was it?
10 plus 8.
So it was 10 and then 8.
No, it doesn't add to your damage. It adds to your ability to hit them.
Okay.
So his hit was super easy because one, he rolled a 20, but he also had a plus 12 to his attack. So he really rolled, if there's no such thing as crits, he rolled a 32 to hit.
Jesus. So is their armor gone this whole turn?
Yeah, you've destroyed their armor.
So
for this turn,
one of our bonus actions should be try to roll to give more actions to the gunnery.
I can also attack in my little mech thingy too.
Yeah,
yep.
Which is why I picked the one that I picked.
Yep. I can also give myself that.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. You can do the bonus and just give it to the gunnery so you can shoot again.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So as captain, you're giving yourself the bonus. So that I go for
you. So that plus 8 was supposed to go to the 20.
Yeah,
that 20.
Yeah.
To make sure.
Does that still apply now?
It still applies. It's okay. For the round.
All right. Fuck it. Nice. 14.
Okay, so that's 22, 26. So you hit, definitely. Roll your 4d6.
Come on, guys. Let's put this guy away. 6. 5.
Jesus.
6. So that's 12.
20.
17, 20.
Nice.
Holy shit.
Yeah! Wow.
You just see, like, just part of their ship, like, so their armor was busted, and now just, like, the shell of, like, a section of their armor just completely falls off.
Yeah.
We're just like...
Yeah. So, like, they won't be able to gain that armor back.
Okay, cool. Holy hell. Alright.
Who's next?
Yeah, do we have any conditions happening in this ship?
There's no crises right now.
No crises.
Yep.
Okay.
I can do the support thing and try to give you more...
More guns.
More guns.
Do it.
Okay.
But it now no longer applies with the 8, right?
No, it should still, for this whole round.
Yes, let's fuck them. Come on.
So if you lose in action, I'll just lose, like, the... I would say, like,
lose the bridge.
Yeah, because we're not doing anything with it right now.
All right. So, above and beyond, push yourself to help the ship or its crew. Pick an attribute and skill check and explain how you're using it to help the ship. If the GM agrees, roll difficulty 9. So, I'm going to be in the gunnery with Sasha, going like, bada bing, bada boo, baby! Trying to pump you up to do it.
That ain't fails.
up on this rail, and it takes a little way in action.
No, I hope it passes. But I have, I can use my talk specialist. Where's my thingy? Oh,
take some shots.
Can I see this roller?
Holy
feed Sasha some vodka. He'll be fine.
Yeah, no, she is like bada bing bada boom.
Bada bing bada boom, baby. Let's go.
Wow.
You have to beat a 9?
Yep.
3.
This thing's so fucked right now.
You fucking so hit it hard.
1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
The passes. So, you guys now have, what's your talk skill, 4?
Yeah.
So you guys now have 4 more actions for the for this round on the gunnery.
Nice. 4 shots.
Yeah.
You better, better hit him.
And you get a plus 8.
Can, I like open up a comlinks with them and be like, fuck you.
I'm just in the back.
Fuck you, bud.
Like, you Tom's like,
in the case that you absolutely destroy them.
It's a 12.
That's 24.
That's a hit. So here we go. You picked the wrong ship, bub. That's a 9. That's an 11. 12.
A 12. Okay. They're still standing. They're still flying.
All right. That's, so one. That's
1 of 4.
8. So 16. So 20.
Yep.
Funny.
This game's easy.
5, oh, no. 6, 11,
12.
12.
Yes!
Keep going.
You still got 2 more.
You got 2 more.
All
right. There's a 2. Damn.
14.
14.
14?
Yeah.
Total? That misses.
Damn! Oh, roll, last one.
This one goes...
There we go, guys.
You're
doing
19.
Oh my god.
Alright, time to go to hell. Stupid ass shit. So that's 6, 10, 11.
Total?
Total.
Okay, they are not gonna take that damage. Their commander is going to issue crises instead, and they're gonna put their because their armor's already shot, they're going to consider their, let's see. Yeah, their polyceramic overlay. Their polyceramic overlay is disabled, and they're going to have to fix that crisis.
And what does that even do?
That makes their AC what it is right now. So their AC is now 10 instead of 14, their armor glass. Okay. So they're taking on that crisis instead of taking the damage.
Awesome. Awesome.
So instead of taking, what was it, 11, they dropped their armor class by...
By 4.
Permanently.
No, until the crisis is solved.
Fix it. Okay. All right, guys.
But it's a disadvantage, basically.
So now you get two more attacks, though.
Yeah, so now you're on the mech.
All right, time for you to go to school.
Oh, good lord.
Go fuck them up.
All right.
What's your mech's name?
Fuck if I know.
Fine.
I haven't thought about it.
The little bastard.
Finn. Fuck if I know. Finn.
Fuck if I know, Finn. Is your mech's name Finn?
Sure.
Okay, your mech's name is Finn.
F-I-I-N.
Fiend.
Right. Fiend. Okay, so I want to do this. So I have that finger of God thing, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. So, would that fall under the fire one weapon category?
Yep. Okay. That's one of your weapons you can fire.
Okay. Ooh. All right, so I'm going to fire my finger of God. What do I have to do?
You have to roll a 20, and then you add your shoot score.
Okay. What is my shoot score? Is that on the thingy, or is that on me?
It's on you.
Yeah, you might not
Your character.
Oh, Bilby. Sad.
Nope, I got a dash.
Okay, so that's -1.
Shit. Maybe I was the wrong person to do this.
Oh!
What'd you get?
2.
A 2. So you do miss with your finger of God.
Goddamn.
Oh, wait, is there a number next to your finger of God? Like a plus something?
It says... It says 4d12 psi slow. I don't know what that means.
There's no plus next to it or anything? Okay, so you do your... So their armor class is 10 right now, and you miss.
Can I do it again as my second action?
Each department can only act once, so you can do something different.
Second action, so...
What if she did a supporting department for herself?
She could.
And give yourself four more
actions. Well, I have two weapons, so could I change my mind and have done the fire all guns and...
Yeah, you have two actions.
So you can do fire all. Okay. So I'm going to then try the other one, the MES knife, whatever the fuck that is.
Okay.
God damn it.
What is it?
It was a 10, but with the minus one.
You don't have the minus one because it's not shooting, it's punching. Oh, but you probably don't have punch either.
Oh, I don't know.
There's stabbing.
Yeah, stab or whatever.
There's punch and stab.
Oh, yeah, so it would be stab.
Stab, stab.
Minus one.
Yeah, all right. Well, I tried, guys. Sorry. Who does this go to now?
I can hold it.
I think it goes to the engineer. I want to fix the...
Engineer!
The emergency repairs so we can fix our thing, right?
I'm not going to use right now? Dice anymore. Yeah. Sorry, Laura, I'm going to use my own.
No, my dice were new.
Success repair number of loss hit points equal to your fix skill. Times 2 for fighter holes, 3 for frigates, 4 for cruisers.
You're a cruiser.
Okay, so it's a 4. So it's a... On a success, repair a number of lost hit points equal to my fix, which is 5, plus 4, so I get 9.
Yep.
Each attempt of this action after the first in a fight increases difficulty by a cumulative plus 1.
Yep. So it gets harder to fix the ship the more fixes you do in a round of combat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or in combat in general.
And R2 is only... Like, I can only fix it once. And then next turn, it'll cost... It'll be 8 to fix it, another 9.
Right.
But I can only ever fix 9. Roll intelligence / fix. So 2 plus 7. Oh, so I would automatically get it.
You have enough to automatically get it?
Yeah, 5 and a...
Oh, yeah, sure, you 2. Fix your ship.
Yeah. All right, I fix it for 9 then. Fix skill. Because it's repair a number of lost hit points equal to your fix skill times 2. Oh, so that's 10. 14.
Yeah.
Okay. So... We're fixed.
Yeah, you're fixed.
Good
totally.
Job. Good job.
We have 15 armor again.
Yep.
And then next time I have to actually roll.
Yes.
Because
it'll be 8. Cool. Did you guys use all your actions this round?
We lost one. So
no, I passed.
Oh, I thought we lost one of
them. Well, you used all of them on the gunnery.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
But my action was to roll for that.
Right.
So 1, 2, 3, 4...
Have you done comms yet?
Yeah,
you did comms for the first thing.
So we still do bridge?
Yeah, so bridge. Bridge can also pick a general action.
Yeah, who's on bridge right now?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We don't have any crises to do. Lose an action would be none right now, right? Since I would be the last one.
Yeah.
Would we not lose an action, or is it we lose an action next turn?
I would say it would be lose action next turn.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that nice.
On a win, all enemy ships gain 1 point of escape. If an enemy ship gets 3 points after 3 uses of this maneuver, your ship gets away from that ship and is no longer in combat with it. Alright, so I can just screw around and do escape if you feel like it. And then I would have to do it 2 more times.
Yeah.
And you could just end combat.
If we needed to, yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah, so I'll prepare that then. So I gotta succeed 3 times. But it's each turn.
Yes, you can do one a turn.
Yeah, so I'll do that for now. Roll an opposed intelligence / pilot or dex / pilot. So it's going to be intelligence / pilot. So I start with 7. 14.
8. 13.
Yay!
Woohoo!
So you get one escape point.
All right.
That's it.
My turn.
Yeah.
Can I see those?
You blow up and die.
You've got to be fucked.
We did a lot of damage.
It's a lot of fucking damage.
We did like 60 damage.
We should try to do that same thing next
We're
turn.
We're going to.
All right, so these guys are going to roll. They have to try and fix their crisis, so they're going to have someone try and do that. One person failed a crisis. Their crisis passed. So they have they've repaired their armor as well, so they're back up. Except they're only up to they completely ditched an armor thing. So I'm going to just lower it by one. So their armor class is 13 instead of 14 now.
So they used two actions to do that?
Yeah. And now that was the captain gave the extra action to someone trying to deal with the crisis. They're going to do an opposed detect countermeasure. Oh, no, they're actually going to do they're going to do sensor ghost. So they have to succeed on a difficulty 9 int program check, and then they gain their program as an action as a armor class bonus. So they got a 6, 10. So they do pass. So their armor class is 18 for next round.
Okay.
They saw that you guys were getting ready to do evasive maneuvers, so they're going to do pursue target to try and get rid of your evasive maneuver. So contested dex pilot skill check.
That would be...
That's you.
Is your dex good?
I did. My dexterity is plus 1.
Oh, so you'd be, you'd be a 0. Because it's 0 on the pilot. To be so I'll do it. That's 3 for pilot. And then I do what? Just roll 2? 2d6?
Yep.
2d6. 2d6 plus 3. 9, 10, 11, 12.
They do not get to catch you, so you keep your escape point.
Good.
Nice. And now they're going to have someone do above and beyond. They super pass that, so they get an extra 4 rounds. Or 4 actions, and now they're going to go over to their gunnery department. They're going to do target systems, so they're going to try and shoot your grav cannon to get rid of your grav cannon. So they're taking a minus 4 to this roll.
And they have to be at 15, right? We're 15.
Oh, yeah. I need the d20.
I got it right here.
Thank you, sir. Their roll is a 15. Total.
But it's minus 4.
Yep.
So they didn't get it.
No, no, it 15 total. I've already minus the 4.
Oh, okay.
So do they hit?
Our armor class is 15.
Yeah. So they hit. Meets it, beats it. So they're going to shut down your grav cannon. So you guys have your grav cannon disabled. You'll need
to... because we're going to take a crisis, right? And then it cancels it.
You want to take a crew lost crisis?
That means keep one of us has cannon? To sacrifice ourselves? No,
yeah. No. Okay. So they're going to... So they hit with that. They need to roll 4d6. So that's 7. And 4 is 11. So you guys take 11 damage. Is anyone keeping score of your damage?
I'm about to right now. So we have 60?
Yep, we have 60 total.
Come on.
And you just took 14.
Minus 14?
Yep. I don't know why I said 14. It was 11, wasn't it?
Minus 11?
Yeah, do 11.
Yep, cannon.
Yep, so they're going to attack again. They got a 16 this time. And they're going to do 10.
No. They rolled a 6 on armor class.
Oh. So we had 60 minus 11.
Minus 10, right?
20. They did 20 on that next shot.
Jesus.
So minus 20.
How?
Yeah.
They rolled a 6 and a 4.
We did like 100 damage to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure you're keeping track of that.
They missed that shot. Oop. They definitely hit that shot. 15 damage. And then this is their last shot. That misses.
Okay. Because we only have 14 health left, so we would have died.
Yep. Well, you could have taken a crisis instead of dying like they did.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are pretty much on even ground right now because you have 14 health left. Mm-hmm. They have 13 health left.
All right.
Engineering! Repair the ship! All right, so where's the...
So in the last two rounds of combat, someone make a notice check.
I have notice.
Yeah,
I
don't. You can notice.
Four, six, 11. No, nine. No, 10. Math.
Wait, what?
There you go.
10.
That was a whirlwind.
Okay, so you got a 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you notice that there are hundreds of anomalies outside now. And with a 10 for a notice, you notice that they're like windows again, like they're little portals. And in the portals, you can see that there are people watching through them.
What?
Moon them.
Hey guys.
You can't hear a ship.
Exactly. I'm always mooning.
Always mooning.
Guys, we have some spectators.
This is not a spectator sport.
Are you not entertained?
Does anyone want to do, before we get back into like the combat rounds, does anyone want to do anything to try and with those spectators or
I
no?
Mean, I can't really do anything. Yeah.
I'm going to blast my speakers.
So, I think we briefly talked about goals before we started. Your goal is to give a speech to the entire sector.
Ooh. So is the entire sector watching this?
There are hundreds of these anomalies with people watching through them.
So, conceivably, yes.
Give a speech.
So, just letting you know, during this round of combat, whenever you want, you can make this speech to complete your goal.
Do it right now.
Does it cost an
action? No.
No.
Do you want to do it now, or do you want to do it... You can interrupt us at any point during the combat.
Do it as well. I want to
see if we win.
And remember, your dad, Krislav, was calling about your government that you've been setting up being near complete.
We're kind of like floating in space, these two standing ships.
Yeah, really fucked up ships.
And
we gotta blow them up and then give a victory speech. Or do you want to give a speech now?
I was gonna like offer them to surrender.
Oh. Ooh. We could.
And it is in front of a lot of the sector.
Alright. So surrender or die. I open up comms with the stupid ass ship.
Open.
Ring, ring.
The fuck are you calling me in battle for?
And I also broadcast this to...
You gonna surrender?
Die. Actually, I'm calling to ask for your surrender. You might think that you have the upper hand here, but you do not you underestimate us far too much.
Tell him we have like 20 actions for Gunnery.
I do not think you understand who you are dealing with.
I know very well that we're dealing with the SPS, and we just can't let you guys get
SPS,
in the way.
Yes. Huh? What about the Korovin family? Do you understand who that is?
He's gonna roll.
They do. They're like the fucking Niloyans.
Yes.
You're in league with the Niloyans.
I'm in league with the Niloyans. No. We are rising up as the Niloyan
Immaculate Regency.
The Immaculate Regency. Yep. And this is where we take our first stand against your kind. What do you have to say about that?
There's just silence on the other end, and you hear people like barking out orders to like try and like repair damages and stuff.
You join or die.
So you have a few options here. Perhaps only two. First, you can surrender. With all these people watching.
What the fuck do you mean people are watching?
I do not see.
No, what are you talking about?
Plenty of people are watching us right now, my friend. Ooh, you might not be able to see it, but we do. They're there. And you can either fail miserably in front of them, you could die, or you can surrender, and all this can go away.
What I don't think you know what you're playing with, kid.
I am not a kid. All right, engineering. Repair the damage.
Okay.
I did it.
Where's the thing?
What did it.
What's up?
I have to roll an 8 now, right?
A what?
I have to roll an 8 to repair.
Yep.
Where the paper?
Yep, it's 8 now.
And that's my intelligence and my
fix.
Oh, that's warm.
All right, repair. Emergency repairs is... Oh, it's on a success. A disabled system is repaired. No, I'm just doing damage control.
Oh, they disabled your grav cannon.
Yeah.
Right, so do I want to emergency repairs and fix the grav cannon? Or do I want to damage control and fix the ship itself?
We need to fix the ship itself, because we still have weapons other than the
grav cannon. You have a smart cloud and multifocal laser.
Yeah, we'll go with the multifocal laser. So get that, get the integrity back up.
Oh, you just
worst case, he can give you another action to do both if we have
to. I can.
Right, okay. So first, I'm going to do damage control. So I beat it because I have 7, and then I rolled a 5.
Yep.
What did we say? It's my fix times 2, which is 10, plus 4, which is 14.
So you guys are at 28 hit points.
So we get 14 health back, plus 14, so we have 28.
Still not.
That's that. And then we could
Does Laura, do you want to roll the same thing you rolled last time to reduce their hit points? Because it's like 28 or something right now, or 18 or something.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do that whole thing again.
Yeah.
Where, yeah. No, I just wanted to get the... Points?
They have an 18 is their armor class, but your thing makes it, what, minus whatever? Oh, we get plus 8.
Yeah.
If you beat it. Yeah, so did you want
to
do that?
Tell us what to do.
All right. So we have 28, and what's our armor at?
15.
All right. Okay. All right, comms. Do your magic.
Oh, boy.
Don't fuck up.
Here we go, boys.
It's
that's
one?
A one.
Oh, no.
Four. So that's five. That's a seven.
Uh-oh. Seven total?
Yeah.
So that's not a pass, is it?
Well,
it was opposed, right?
Contest.
Oh, it was opposed. I forgot about that.
Okay.
What was your total?
Seven.
Oh, that's a three, and...
Please.
Wait, they don't get to roll multiple.
No.
Three plus...
It's intelligence
slash
program.
What's your program?
Four.
Four, so they're a three, and their intelligence... What's your intelligence?
11.
The bonus. It's
plus zero.
Plus zero, okay. So they also have plus zero to that, so...
So it's six.
So it's six.
You got it! Yes! All right, let's fuck them, guys.
So all how right. much did it go down? Eight?
Well,
danger.
So it's on a success. Any attacks this round by your ship against a target get a hit bonus equal to twice your program skill, which
so
is four.
So it's plus eight. So you guys get plus eight. Their armor is currently 18.
Good.
You guys can start doing gunnery stuff, or do you want to let them do help actions as well? Or because you can get even more actions from her before you do gunnery.
So yeah. What could you do to help?
Give you more gun.
Give me more gun.
Give me more gun.
Give me more gun.
And then also we have the mech that's out there right now.
Yeah.
Hanging out. Yeah. If I can actually roll better.
We're going to go fuck them up. All right, where's the D20?
Here's one.
I see the mushroom.
Do you want me to roll to give you more guns now, or do you want to do it and then...
Well, you're just going to give me more actions, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to just figure out how many actions you have before you start rolling?
Sure, sure.
Right, yeah, because if we can just kill him now. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I plan to.
Can you read what I'm supposed to do again?
Yeah. So
you pick a skill that you want to use.
Where
you have
are
to
you,
convince me that it's worthwhile, that it'll actually help. No. And then you roll, and if you succeed on a 10, then
all right,
if
so
you
that's
get
above
10
and
or
beyond.
Higher. Yeah.
Pick an attribute and skill check and explain how you're using it to help the ship. Roll against difficulty 9.
Okay, so I'm going to use the talk specialist again. And I'm going to, like, ride the wave of your speech.
Yeah.
And say, like, these guys got nothing on us. It's our turn, and they're fucked up. We are going to totally kill them. And you got this, Captain! I didn't mean what I said earlier about you being an asshole. You're totally great. And just try to, like, make him... I would be able to distract.
Tell me I'm the greatest captain ever.
You're the greatest captain ever.
Yes.
So yeah, roll.
No. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh!
Success! So you guys get an extra 4 actions. Is that what that is?
Yeah. 5 actions on me.
Yeah, you got 5 actions on gunnery. Do
destroy
you want the mech
them.
To do anything first?
Yes.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yes.
Because you can also do any of those actions as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can make...
Well, you have your turn.
Yeah, you get two actions in your mech.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I see the...
That's...
Sorry.
Kill them.
And those could be general actions.
I got short arms.
So use your 2 actions.
Don't have a crisis.
Nope, crisis was solved.
I don't know how I'd use telepathy to help. That's the only thing, is I don't know how I could use telepathy.
I mean,
telepathy.
You can weaponize telepathy.
You can telepathically tell them that they're going to lose.
You could, like disable, mentally disable their commander.
Yeah, like, you can use, like, your regular psychic ability. Oh.
You could do
nice
that.
Thing.
Mentally incapacitate.
So I could, like, I could edit their memory so that they don't know how to, like, fire the guns on their ship.
Yeah, you're pretty scared.
They think that the self-destruct button is the fire button.
Oh. I want to do that.
You're doing that? What do you have to roll to do that? Or you just have to expend psychic energy and it just does it.
Simple edits to memory, aka erase, change, or add something. Mental saving throw. So you have to do a mental saving
throw. I do a mental saving throw. Okay.
The other thing is that I could,
I could do the telepathic assault, which is mental. I do damage to, like, mental, like, psychic damage.
You can try and kill someone that is on the ship.
It says it can't kill.
Well, knock them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can incapacitate them.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try and incapacitate the commander.
Mental saving throw?
Yeah, mental saving throw for you.
Okay.
So I could do that, and then I could also fire my mech thingy. My weapon.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Saving throw? Is that what I'm doing?
Yes, mental saving throw.
Mentally save yourself.
That is enough. So do I take like half or something?
How do you know it's enough?
Because mental saving throws for characters at this level are pretty low. And I got a 9, so I would think, like, someone high up in this would probably have 9 for a saving throw. Like, you guys have, like, 5 and 6 for a saving throw, because you guys are, like, fucking heroes.
Ah. Fine. Yeah, you take half.
Okay. What is half?
96.
Wow.
I mean, that's still nasty.
Do you need one more?
Yeah, I have one more. Okay.
So do you have the roll all at once. Do you have the HP for this guy? Or?
Yeah.
So this could easily just kill him right now.
Who are you going for?
The commander.
Okay.
The guy in charge of that other ship. 6. 5, 10, 15.
21.
21. Plus 8.
29.
Plus 4.
32.
33. Plus 1.
34.
Divided by 2. 16.
No, 16.
17. 32 is 16.
16. 34.
Oh, 34.
34. 17. Divided by
2. 17. Yep, so you take 17 damage.
Their ship does enable up.
No.
Is he not...
What does it do?
Makes them shit
telepathic assault. It says 96 damage, mental saving throw for half damage. That's all I have written down.
Okay, so I would assume that they go unconscious if you hurt them to unconscious levels. They like really fucks them up.
Yeah.
I'll say that he can't act this next round.
Okay.
He's just got crazy shit going on in his brain, and because you did it to the commander, he can't decide to negate an attack and take a crisis.
Yay.
Good, because...
Yep.
Or I would assume, or allocate another skill to...
Well, the only thing he can reactionary... He can... So the captain has reactionary things where he could sacrifice his crew to make sure something happens, or make a crisis happen so he doesn't take damage.
Oh, okay. So it only is for our turn then, so he'll get back to normal on his... Okay. And then I'm going to fire my weapon. Or try to, anyway.
The finger of God again.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Hope it kills him.
Me too.
He's all confused right now. He's just shooting when he's down.
I got 2 again.
Plus?
Well, none. Minus 1.
Oh. That sucks. It's a very slow weapon, so, like, you shoot it, and it's just kind of, like, it, like, wings right by them and, like, takes out, like, some kind of, like...
Oh, comms, we already did that. Yep. We're good to go. All right.
So you just do your 5 actions. Rolls.
Time for you to fucking die.
Don't you think? You have to beat a 10.
You have to beat an 18.
No, but she made it go down by 8, so really he has to roll.
No, she didn't make it go down by 8. She rolled his higher by 8.
Yeah, so he adds 8.
So he has to roll a 10.
Well, 8 minimum, plus... Right?
Yeah. Plus your shoot.
Plus,
I don't see how I was wrong there.
So you got a 12.
Oh, Jonathan, did we give him dinner yet?
No. You've got a 12 to begin with.
Yeah.
And you have to beat an 18, so you just got to roll a 6.
You're fucked. 19.
Yeah, that hits.
All right, that's 4d4, d6.
Wait, yeah, no, he has 12 to begin with.
He has 12 to begin with.
We get plus 8, so it's always 20.
Oh, yeah.
So we hit all 5.
No. He has 12 because of the plus 8.
Yeah. Okay.
You should do all those rolls first, and then we can see how many times you hit,
and then just roll all the damage at once.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So you hit 1 out of the 5 times, and then we'll roll all the damage at once.
Oh.
So
roll
28 of it.
7, so that's
plus
a hit.
Plus 12, that's a hit.
That's a hit.
So that's 2 hits.
12, that's 3. A hit. 18 hit.
That's a hit.
That's 4.
Roll again. If it's crooked.
No. 14.
That's a miss. Oh, was that a 14 on the die? That's a hit.
Yeah,
that's
a
hit.
So we hit all five.
All right,
who's got the calculator?
I'll calculate.
Okay.
So there's going to be, what, 20d6?
Holy shit.
Because you roll how many die? 4d6?
4d6 per shot.
4 times 5 is 20. Yeah.
So you have to roll 20.
God. All right, here we go. 6, 11... 14.
Okay.
16.
That's cool. All four fours.
6, 12, 18, 23. That's the third one. That's the third one. 6, 12, 17, 19. That's 4, last one. 10, 12, 13.
How much damage did you do?
85, bitches! Oh.
You guys shoot, and you notice as like you're shooting all of your guns that every time you hit them, another one of these, like, another, like, 100 of these anomalies pop up with all these people looking. Everyone roll a notice check.
Everyone?
Or, yeah, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but everyone can roll a notice check.
I got a 1.
It's 2d6.
2d6.
Oh.
So it's a 1 and...
Oh, I need my d6 back.
I rolled an 8.
Where'd it go, Lewis?
I rolled a 9.
I got a 7.
Including your notice.
Well, my notice is nothing, so...
6.
What's my notice? It's a 1, so I actually rolled a 10.
I got a 6. So you succeeded. We all partially succeeded.
So...
Yeah,
Casey, as you guys are just fucking unloading on this ship, you notice a new program pops up in your programming in the ship.
What does it say?
It's just a big red button.
Hit the button!
Guys, it's a big red button that we can hit.
No, we're gonna start the end of the world.
Hit the button!
Do it, do it, do it, do it!
Poke the button!
Yeah, I guess, Captain.
Yeah. There's just like a hologram of a big red button that pops up on like the front of your screen as he's just in the gunnery, just and you see like on your HUD, like your heads up display, like Casey's projecting to you guys that he just got this new program that just has a big red button.
Of course, don't push it.
Hit the button.
Hit it. Of course, you don't push it. You look what it is before you push it.
The big red button.
Push the button.
You want to study it?
Yeah.
Roll a no. See if you know what this button does.
That's an 8, and my no is a 3, so 11.
Well, you have no down there, too.
Yeah, you have a no specialist, so you can roll another one.
So that's a 10 plus 3 is 13.
Yeah, so super, super success. This button is giving you some instructions on the side that are kind of in like another language that you don't recognize. But the all of the like icons and everything are showing you kind of other people aren't seeing this. They just see the big red button. What you're seeing is it is highlighting that original anomaly area, the one that doesn't look like a window at this point, because like there's just at this point thousands of windows all around.
Yeah.
And or not thousands, probably approaching 1,000 windows. And this original anomaly that's kind of in, like, the middle of this, like, battlefield that you guys are pointing at, this big red button is highlighting that anomaly.
We can kill the anomaly.
And it's also, on the big red button, you guys now see that, like, a picture of that horn that's on your mech is, like, showing up on the big red button.
Push it.
So, first we kill the guy, right? That guy's dead.
So, are you going to push the button?
Well, what do the instructions say?
We don't know.
It's a pig Latin and I can't read it.
He got a 13 and he can't read the inscription.
Then what about comms? Can comms do anything with this?
No, because, I mean, he knows the most about the galaxy than any of you do.
We should push the button.
Push it.
Push the button.
Okay, so you guys, Sasha is just down in there, just gunk, 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 just big grab cannon wave, just like, ripping off chunks and chunks of this thing.
Fuck you.
And you hit it and it's down to like this, like, just, it's reduced to rubble and you see that there's an escape pod going, and that's when Casey presses the button and you see this just like the horn just like starts glowing. Like you guys can kind of see it out from like you're in the gunnery station and you can kind of like look up and see it. You guys, you're in comms, so you're just like looking at everything. You're in a mech, so you can see all this happening. And Adriel, you're not Adriel.
I'm in the gunnery with him. Cheerleading.
Yeah, and you're, as he's just like just fucking destroying this, you guys see like this little escape pod, and Casey hits the button and the escape pod is going towards the anomaly. Before it can make it there, the giant horn just fires off what looks like this, like a nebula, mm-hmm. almost, just comes right out of your mech, which is your body at this point. And it collides with the anomaly, and on comms, you can see that there's just, like, this massive energy spike happening at the anomaly, and the anomaly itself explodes and sends out this giant sonic boom that's like a flashbang, and just like it's like a ring that just like cuts through empty space as far as you can see. Mm-hmm. And when the flashbang clears, no one is left.
Wait, what?
There's only the windows that you guys could see before. And in the place of the nebula and where the Free Willy was is a giant rip in space with a giant horn protruding out of it.
Let's go.
You guys aren't there.
Oh.
You're gone.
Oh.
Are we dead?
As we kind of zoom out, we're looking at like the different portals that are there, and okay. There's like no life. Like you guys obliterated the enemy giant squid mech. Your ship is gone. Like there's no traces of them anymore. There's just these portals all looking out into the emptiness. We, like, zoom in on the portals, and there's just a bunch of children. And the portals have stopped being portals, and now they're these bubbles that are going down and bringing the children towards this giant spine. And right in front of the spine is a small planet that wasn't there before, covered in large, vast oceans and this one small archipelago where all these children are brought.
Did you just make Kingdom Hearts?
Wasn't thinking about Destiny Islands.
Wait, so we're all dead?
Yep.
Whatever happened, you guys don't know, because it's just a big empty space. And 20 or so years later, someone ends up finding this. There's like a cargo ship going around, and they see this planet that has no star and no surrounding anything. And they land on it. And as they're going down, they see the lush island archipelago, and they land their ship down on the clearest flat that they can and lower their hatch to get out and explore this weird planet that doesn't have its own system. And they find a few hundred young adults, and they recognize it from the stories of these children going missing. They call them the Children of the Spine. And that's it.